everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love and uniting Dr. Carolyn Dean with the very rest of the whole wide world who needs her desperately right now. And they do need that incredible wisdom and impeccable information that she offers. Incredible educator. I mean, Carolyn is a very good doctor, and she's always been a great doctor, and she's a very good naturopathic doctor because she understands our place in the universe and our relationship to nature and what our bodies require. But she's also a phenomenal educator. I don't know if we talk about it enough on the show, the number of free books that she's written. Her landmark work, of course, The Magnesium Miracle, is written so well and so easily that very many lay people, as a matter of fact, a lot of lay people meaning you and I, end up being smarter than a lot of our doctors, which is not very good for them. When it comes to magnesium and multiple nutrients and how to supplement and how to discern your own body, this is the kind of education that Dr. Dean offers. And so you're in for a treat tonight, because through her very practical way of speaking and teaching, the information that you need to know about nutrition and about supplementation, about your body and about what it requires and about how to maintain your good health, you are going to come into a new level of understanding and awareness that is going to benefit and prosper you incredibly. And that's just the thing that we offer here every Monday night. I'm Ginny Sanders. I'm the co-host. I've been with Carolyn now for over 10 years doing this radio show, probably one of the longest running, most consistent radio programs supporting the natural health and natural medicine world, in the world. And the number of people who've been touched and helped and edified and encouraged is beyond what we can count, and is totally represented even by our producer, Rachel, who started working with us just within the last year, has radically transformed her own health just by being forced basically to listen every week. I mean, I know she likes to listen now, but she had to listen because she was producing the show. And here it's been an incredible benefit to her. And even something as simple as learning how to read the side effects of the drugs that the doctor's telling you to take to find out that your health conditions are related to side effects. They're not even part of your natural body's beingness. They're just side effects from a drug you've been taking. That's how whack our situation is right now. But Carolyn, Dr. Dean, through her, again, impeccable wisdom and great intelligence, she's able to just go on and discern a lot of things. She reads constantly. She's always researching. She's always looking for trends and spotting opportunities for people to step in and to take responsibility for their health and their health freedom, and to use their constitutional and God-given rights, such as they are today, to make wise choices for their bodies. That's the basis of our show, and that's what we're going to be doing. We invite you to check in with us on YouTube. Give us a little love shout. Say hi on the chat line. You can use the chat line here at Dream Vision 7. If you're listening to us in the syndicated radio space, we welcome you to follow up with our radio programming every week on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Our archives are all there. If you're listening through one of our podcasting mechanisms, we invite you to visit our radio website, which is drcarolyndeanlive.com, and join us there. We are all around the world at all times and all places, and we are always saying the same thing. And what we are saying is, you may not have a disease, you may just have a mineral deficiency. And so with that in mind, we will bring you the most glamorous, most glorious, most beneficent person on the whole wide world. And that is our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean. Hello, Carolyn.
Hey. I'm waiting for the children.
You're coming.
And that's the children brought to us by Rachel, who every week gives us an update on her health. And just this week, she was able to stop her diabetic medication and get rid of the side effects of her diabetic medication. I had to bring it up, Jenny, because you didn't Exactly, Rachel. Exactly, because Jenny was mentioning the side effects of the medications that people take. Well, they're the effects of the medications. This is what they do. They cause your body to go into all these crazy spasms and whatnot. And that's what Rachel said that she got rid of. You know, the symptoms she was still having in her world were due to the medications that she was on and now didn't need. And Rachel said something that I immediately went to my diabetic book after I asked Jenny if I'd written a book on diabetes. And I put in the note that Rachel said that she had to eat extra sugar along with her diabetic medications because her medications were making her blood sugar crash. So how crazy is that? And that's what doctors will tell a person. And that's what you learn, you know, when you're feeling kind of low blood sugar, dizzy, you know, maybe hungry as well, but feeling like the bottom just dropped out, then you have to grab some sugar to keep your blood sugar up. But so that means the medication is too much for you. And when you go to your doctor and say, well, you know, I'd like to cut back on this, they don't know what to tell you because they just know that diabetes keeps getting worse and you shouldn't go off your diabetes medication. It's a crazy world, but we thank Rachel every week for her input. And last week, Rachel was on talking about her, you know, past history, her ministry, and how she tried to lift people up, but, you know, people have to lift themselves up. With a little support, we definitely give people support, but we don't do the work for them. The other thing I wanted to mention was that we're finishing up our week-long sale. We've been, I want people on the chat line or YouTube, wherever you're hanging out, to tell us if they knew we had a sale. Did you know that we have this 22% off sale? And one of the emails that Brian sent today has the hour countdown. And I love this format. You now only have 4 hours, 55 minutes and 44 seconds in order to partake in our sale. All the formulas are on sale. Jenny, do you have anything to add to that? How has the sale been going?
The sale's been going phenomenally well. I mean, it's always well received every year. I think it kind of slows us down. Even, you know, our regular business, people kind of bunch up and wait for that big sale to come. Uh-huh. And but it's been fantastic and everything has been in stock. So that's been great. We got the vitamin D back just in time. And as you know, Carolyn, that's coming back in stock at a lower dose. We had the decision to put it down to 3,600 milligrams after we found out there were several barriers to having a 5,000 IU dose of vitamin D in the retail issues. There's shipping issues internationally. They won't allow those high doses to go through. And there's issues with some of the rating services, like Consumer Labs won't rate a high dose vitamin D. There are some doctors who are concerned about prescribing more than 4,000 IUs. Of course, they need to get updated on what freaking time we're living in, but that's a different story. Mm-hmm. So just those factors, we decided to drop it down. So we dropped it down to 3,600 IUs. So we also knocked the price down a little bit to make it a little bit more affordable. And so we did that. We've got Renew back in stock. We've got Floor Refresh, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal product. I mean, so many people love that product. It's just amazing. And of course, all the oldies, moldies, goodies, and all the rest of them. So we've got them all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Floor Refresh, I guess it's our newest. And Jennifer sent us some testimonials on Floor Refresh. We haven't done that. Let me just run over a couple of those. Deanna says, I love the smell of Floor Refresh spray. I love that it is worlds above most disinfectant sprays and sanitizers. Another one, I love the bright, fresh aroma. Knowing that the Pico Silver is in the formula helps me be confident that I'm protecting myself. And that's from Adela. And Roseanne says, Floor Refresh is just that. I sprayed all over my being before I leave the house and when I return home, just to be safe. I do love spraying it on my face, and it's very refreshing. I have a friend who's now hooked on it also. He had a couple of bumps on his eyelid, and within 3 days of using it, one bump has disappeared.
Yeah, wow.
I know. He also is using magnesium in a spritz bottle on his calf, where he had an injury from lifting furniture and it was painful for him to walk. He has been spraying his calf every day, sometimes 3 times a day with the magnesium. And he told me just today that it no longer hurts. Thank you, Dr. Dean. So yeah, we get them all the time. These kind of unsolicited testimonials that make, you know, help us realize that, you know, we're on the right track and we're doing the right thing. And the reason why I wanted to make the Floor Refresh was because obviously the hand sanitizers that are out there are all alcohol, and it's not the alcohol you can ingest. But when you put that type of alcohol that's non-digestible or kind of poisonous to digest, when you put it on your skin, you're ingesting it. And when you put it on your skin, you're drying out your skin. You're causing all kinds of cracks and areas in your skin where you're going to actually be more susceptible to picking up whatever you don't want to pick up. I mean, it's crazy what is put out there in supposedly for preventative reasons. It's all a kind of a scam, I guess you could say. So what do I want to talk about today? Lots of stuff. Here's something before we get to the blog about the immune system and immune system defense. To answer the existential question of how did we get here in medicine, in health, or whatever, how do we get here? I have an interesting opinion piece that they actually allowed to be printed on Medscape. And the title was, Medicine Has Become the Great Patient Handoff. And what that means is doctors aren't taking care of patients anymore. They're just passing them on to the next person. So I'll say some of the words. This author, female author, says, Americans have become the commodity in their own healthcare system. A patient has gone from being a person who has a relationship with a physician to a sheep that is herded through with the corporate medical world making money off them with every move. Sounds like me, Jenny. Sounds like my words.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, pretty cool. Gone are the days when a physician would do rounds in the hospital in the morning, see patients in the office, follow them into the nursing home, and do home visits as they came to the end of their journey. Care has now become a fragmented web of hospitalists, interventionists, intensivists, and mid-level care that only remotely reflects the relationships that were the bedrock of the American medical system just 20 years ago. That's the world I lived in. I mean, Cindy's always keen on telling the story that on my day off, I would, if people had in my practice had to have surgery, and it was rare, I would book them on my day off and stand in the surgical suite to protect my patient, protect them from unnecessary x-rays, for example, protect them from taking the wrong organ out or taking organs out that they didn't need to, seriously. Continuing this article, what is the most substantial impact of this fragmented care? No one provider is the sole caregiver with total responsibility. Medicine has become the great handoff, with no one seeing the whole picture of the person in front of them. Patients have become a conglomeration of body systems and body parts to be fixed or addressed in a fragmented fashion, reminiscent of an assembly line. Yes, there are technical advances. While aimed at bettering diagnosis, treatment, and healing, they have simultaneously distanced doctors from physicians in other specialties who were once so closely linked. Nursing home care was also under the purview of the primary physician, who would do rounds and take phone calls, write orders, and talk with the family. A separate corporate system has sprouted like a weed and has taken over as the remote, quote, medical director of record, unquote, for nursing homes where there are too few staff and where standing orders are an automated way of caring for any particular problem that may arise, so as to minimize any thought or analysis of the problem. We have paid a heavy price for medicine that is at once at your fingertips as well as broken and fragmented. Proponents will point to the best practices, advisories, and metrics that our electronic medical records blip across the screen with dizzying speed. It does not matter if you know that Mrs. Smith's emotional eating is driven by her grief for her son's addiction problem and her 14-year-old cat who she recently put down. All that matters is you put her on the approved diabetes medications and her hemoglobin A1C is on target. Electronic medical record systems were built not for patient care, but for billing and mitigating legal risk. Moreover, the young providers of today know nothing of generating orders in their mind and then putting them on paper. The computer provides often inaccurate proposals at each click for dosing, drug options, and diagnostic testing. So, Ginny, that's the way they get around, you know, the tens of thousands, I don't know how many, but the many drugs they have, the biologic drugs. I've said many times when I talk about the new drugs that I cannot imagine how doctors can remember all these new drugs. Well, they don't have to. Mm-hmm. When you type in your patient's hemoglobin A1C or glucose values, they say, oh, well, you could give her this and that. And if she has a liver problem, use this one. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's like a multiple choice that these doctors are filling out, which is what I complained about in my medical training. You know, most of our exams were multiple choice. You had to guess the answers. So they're guessing the treatment for their patients. And just the last paragraph, unfortunately, the drivers of the corporate medical system are no longer the physicians. We are at the mercy of federal and state bureaucracies overlapped with big data companies and the pharmaceutical industry. They are all present with you in the doctor's office, manifested in the sound of the endless clicking reflected in the light of the computer screen. Every day I miss the paper chart, the simple folder that never stood between me and the patient, that not once told me how to make someone better and simply allowed me to practice the art of medicine. So This is why when this virus that shall not be named came along, that doctors clicked on virus that shall not be named, and the computer told them, oh, don't use anything. No, 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 don't use that vitamin. Don't use a mineral. Don't. No, 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 don't use a drug that can be used on horses. Oh, no, don't do that. Just tell them to go home. And if they get worse, they can come in and we'll intubate them, put them on a breathing machine while we wait for the vaccine. Mm. That's what the computers told them. That's why I'm glad I'm not a practicing doctor. That's why doctors just kowtowed to this crazy system, which has everybody in a head spin, where we haven't got a clue how it happened. How did this happen? So, and in that, at the end of the article, there were some comments. And one nurse patient, she said she was a nurse patient. She said, I have several chronic diseases and I see 9 different doctors who all want to see me every 3 to 6 months. I also get monthly infusions. I spend way too much time in doctor's offices and I find it frustrating that they don't communicate with each other. There probably, you know, Ginny, there probably is not a billing code for you to speak to another doctor. That's why they don't talk to each other. If there were a billing code and you get $100 for talking to another doctor, man, you would have communication. Continuing, I saw a pulmonologist for a problem that he determined wasn't related to my pulmonary condition and left without any answer or direction. Later, I saw the cardiologist who was very upset that I hadn't been examined by him. Meanwhile, I'm seeing a rheumatologist and an endocrinologist, and they are not concerned about conditions that are not theirs to treat. One is prescribing drugs that the other says I should avoid. It is so frustrating as a patient because I often feel as though I'm the only one with the whole picture coordinating my care. And I'm nothing more than a body part. I have had multiple hospitalizations and find it frustrating that when I am at my sickest, I'm not cared for by the doctor who knows about all my conditions, but instead by someone else who knows nothing about me. Often I wonder if it's worth my effort and time to go to my visits. As a nurse, I thankfully have a bit of knowledge to navigate the system, but how many people fall between the cracks in this fractured system? And look at what she's saying, Jenny. 9 doctors on a ton of medications, because each one of them, each doctor, they'll want to give her medications. Uh-oh, Bob just lunged up. What do you have to say, Bob?
You get me mad again.
I'm getting Bob mad. I know.
These people got to get in their heads and say, you don't go to a doctor.
I know. I know. But we don't tell people not to go to doctors. We say, go to a doctor, but, you know, check in with your supplement list before you do what they say, because all they're going to do is give you medication. I'm just looking up what this infusion, it's something for autoimmune disease, it sounds like. I mean, but Jenny, isn't this the story we hear from so many of our customers who come to us with this whole list of complaints, and then they start taking the formulas and they feel better.
Yeah, it's
I'm happy again.
Bob's happy. Yeah, we should get a hold of this this nurse. We should go on Medscape and say, jump out of your discomfort zone and, the worst is over. Come visit us.
Could you ask Debbie if I could start a radio show on her network to it's going to be called Don't Go to the Doctor?
I know there's plenty of ammunition. Plenty. So anything to input? I know I laid a whole trip on you there, Ginny. Any input or anything on the chat before I go to today's blog and topic?
Well, I think it is pretty overwhelming, and every single person has had that experience of being in a doctor's office, even if you just had to go to some urgent care and having them click around and do that. I think what's even more horrifying is when you marry it with what you know on the other side, on the back end, so to speak, of the medical system, and how they're also have these massive computer systems that are organizing drugs and supplies and vaccines and all kinds of other things and tracking and all the rest of this. We really have crossed over into a medical monopoly that is just, overwhelming. So I'm glad to see that we're still out on the leading edge of creation, hanging on and providing people with an option for relief so that they know where to get the essential nutrients that their bodies need in order to function properly. I mean, mm-hmm. It really is incredible what's occurring. It's so subtle. Most people, don't have they just don't have the bandwidth in their brain to sit around and think about this stuff all day. So they just kind of accept the day-to-day of what's occurring, and the big picture of it is lost.
Right, right. Yeah, and that reminds me, I'm supposed to say some words about long COVID as well today. I've been mentioning it over the weeks, and what I experienced back in the 80s was a group of individuals. They were mostly women at that time who were burnt out, and that's what they were being told. You've got burnout, but it was more than that, and it was sort of the precursor to chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, that it took, maybe two decades for patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, to be recognized as valid and not just a psychiatric, psychological problem. So what we saw and what I wrote about at the time was people who'd been given vaccinations for travel, been on a lot of medications, had mononucleosis, been exposed to chemicals. There was a whole host of triggers, and they would end up with their immune system being kind of fried. And I was working with an immunologist at the time, doing blood tests on patients who were coming to me, because I was the doctor, the resort doctor, the doctor of last resort that they come to because nobody was helping them. And just with, using diet, yeast overgrowth treatment, sometimes I was doing intravenous vitamins, et cetera, acupuncture, homeopathy, people would start to, improve. And now, within months of the virus that shall not be named, although I named it in long, people began to say that they had trouble recovering. They were still having symptoms months later, et cetera, et cetera. And what we know about chronic fatigue syndrome is that 25 to 30% of people who've had a severe flu or mononucleosis or, the constellation of symptoms I talk about will develop chronic fatigue, and it'll stay with them unless they work with our formulas that support the adrenals and the thyroid, et cetera, all the organ systems that are under attack and stressed when you have a kind of a serious or I was going to say a chronic illness, an illness that lasts more than a month, where you're put on a lot of medications to try to treat the symptoms, but then your body has to deal with those medications. So what we've got with this, and I'll say it, long COVID, is people who've been on steroids and high dose antibiotics. They've been hospitalized. They haven't been eating properly. They have not been taking dietary supplements. But on top of it, there is what the spike protein is doing to the endothelial tissues and causing problems with the blood vessels and clotting, et cetera. So that people really have to pay a lot of attention to building up their organ systems. And for that, all the dietary supplements that we talk about in our formulas are important, and especially picosilver, because picosilver stimulates the new stem cell production in the bone marrow. And it's those stem cells the baby naive stem cells can then go to the organ where they're most needed, the heart, for example, or the blood vessels or the liver or the kidneys, and start to repair the damage, because the body wants to repair. If you give it the building blocks, it will repair. So with long COVID, you are going to have the adrenals have been stressed out. So they need the vitamin C, the REMAG, the REMITE, the Realign with the B vitamins. They need the sea salt in the water because the adrenals need sodium. You need to be hydrated. Your thyroid is going to be affected. So you need the REMITE to help build up the hormones, thyroid hormones that require 9 different minerals. So and then the gut, you look at what happens with taking antibiotics and the yeast overgrowth, and you'll look at our yeast management, which is Flora Revive, which is a natural antifungal and a soil-based probiotic. And also your picosilver is in the yeast management protocol, Flora Revive and picosilver. And what we've also been doing with people who have rashes or just, different symptoms that you really can't pinpoint, we are recommending them spray Flora Revive. If you've got a rash, spray Flora Refresh, our body spray that has the picosilver, REMAG, and picozinc, plus a couple of essential oils that are important for the immune system. So I've talked through most of the blog that we have for today, but I'll stop and ask Ginny if I should add anything more about long COVID treatment.
No, I think that's very good. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. So I'll be able to whiz through the blog that Ginny sent out. Today's topic is immune defense and total body wellness. So total body wellness, actually, it's the name of one of my ebooks, free download at drcarolindeanlive.com under the book section. And in that, we talk about the immune system and how to support it. We used to have different names for it, but the FDA won't let us act like we can help people. So we couldn't use, we just had to use wellness and talk about the structure and function of formulas to support the health of the body. So in the blog, we're just talking about eating fresh whole food, breathing lots of clean, fresh air, moving the body and lymph system daily, all support optimum immune system function. However, in the last 2 or 3 decades, the soil and environmental toxicity of our cities and farms are such that dietary supplementation is most likely required. Your body is made up of an ecosystem similar to the Earth's biological balanced system, a miraculous complex organization of intelligent factors all working cooperatively together to produce our wonderful body. Among our 30 million human cells live 39, is it 30? million and 39 trillion microbes. Anyway, it's crazy how many microbes are inhabiting the body along with us. And they have important jobs, these trillion microbes, because they make up the healthy bacteria and yeast that keep you alive and strong. And yes, they're a healthy yeast. You take those actually in the Flora Revive, the Saccharomyces boulardii is a healthy yeast, and it's an antifungal as well. So the three levels of defense, I mean, just quickly, they're, you know, it's the way your body is built to attack foreign bodies. First line defense is physical and chemical, skin, hair, and tears, along with gastric juices, saliva, etc. Cellular responses, and finally, if those defenses are breached, the body accelerates into third line of defense, which is the T cells, the CD4, CD8. Yeah, a lot of mistakes here correcting of this blog, Ginny. Instead of CD8, I have COVID-19, because in my shorthand, CD is COVID-19. Sorry, people. A lot of distraction in my mind here. Correcting nutrient deficiencies as an incremental process can be accomplished with the right protocol and lots of patience and self-love. It's one that requires daily input but offers long-term gains and protections when the body needs it the most. Eating fresh whole food and breathing, et cetera, has not really left us with a diet that's going to help us entirely. So that's where I started, working with these formulas. So we've got our vitamin C, ascorbic acid, and our whole C reset. And vitamin C is well known for fighting infection. I know there's a huge controversy about whether does vitamin C stop the common cold? Well, it's usually the amount that's used in the studies. You know, when you use a couple hundred milligrams and say, well, that didn't help. You know, we are talking about grams and grams. That's why our vitamin C reset berry powder has 2,000 milligrams per scoop. And you put that in your mineral water, and it helps with the taste as kind of that byproduct. Vitamin D is so important. It supports all functions of the immune system, and deficiency is associated with increased autoimmunity as well as increased susceptibility to infection. So we have our D3K2 reset, and we also make sure people understand that magnesium is really necessary in order to activate your vitamin D. Zinc is important. We have it in our Pico Zinc, our Remite, and in Flora Refresh Spray. And people with zinc deficiency have low levels of T cells, and that's very important to correct. It has been used for many years as an ingredient in cold lozenges. But what we work with, of course, with our minerals is the stabilized ion of zinc and not a zinc compound. Selenium, which we have in our Remite, is a powerful antioxidant, and it's crucial for the health and proper functioning of your immune system. Higher levels may help boost the immune system in people with HIV, influenza, tuberculosis, and hepatitis C. And they're pretty hefty infections, and selenium is important there. How we discovered selenium for the immune system was in areas where the water was high in selenium, there were less of these diseases. So that was important work. And I don't know if there are many clinical studies using selenium in these conditions. There's not much funding for that type of clinical application of nutrients, but we depend on these anthropological studies, these environmental studies, to help us understand their role. Silver, our pico silver, of course, considered a nutrient in the body. Ginny likes to say it has the highest electrical potential of any mineral. I like to talk about its role as supporting stem cell production in the bone marrow. B complex, very important. In our formula, the real line, we have the 8 B vitamins, 4 of them are methylated, 4 of them are food-based. And we also have 2 amino acids that support liver detoxification and produce glutathione. And then finally, the essential oils that we have in Flora Refresh are lemon and hibiscus, and they offer immune support for the body. I think that's why people love the Flora Refresh, love spraying it on them, because it is an aromatherapy. So as you inhale it, it's has an effect as much as it does when it's absorbed through your skin. And I think that's it. I've stumbled through that. And let me just finish with, what do I have here? Oh, here's another post-COVID analysis that they're doing. There's so much funding out there now around COVID. Everybody's so excited to get all this funding for anything that they can put a COVID sticker on, but they're talking about exercise limitations post-COVID. And this person is saying, well, they're deconditioned. And, you know, when you're deconditioned, well, partly that is, you know, when you've been lying around in bed for a month, just completely, you know, semi-conscious, your muscles will atrophy. So when you get back to walking and then exercising, it's going to take a minute to catch up. But also you have the damage to various organs. In chronic fatigue, I had patients up in Toronto, they couldn't do anything without getting exhausted. So it's a matter of building the body up before you push it with exercise. So that is part of, you know, having had a chronic illness, getting your exercise back. And also they ignore magnesium and mitochondria, where if you're using your REMAG, you support your mitochondria. Using your pico silver, you support your stem cells that are going to go and help build your muscles. And here's a Thanksgiving testimonial, Ginny. It's actually from a former patient of mine in Toronto. So here's what she says. Dearest Carolyn, as the 2021 Thanksgiving weekend comes to a close, I want to let you know I'm sincerely thankful for my path having crossed yours nearly 40 years ago in 1982. I'm grateful to you for having, one, taught me to always remove my shoes, I guess going into the house, prescribed a poultice that overnight cured me of bronchitis, advised I give up vegetarianism, introduced me to homeopathic remedies, worked for health freedom, written Death by Modern Medicine, Magnesium Miracle, etc., provided your incredible complement formulas, guided me to Dr. David Holt. He's our total biology doctor, given me the courage to get a 9mm and learn to use it. I was shocked when I heard that you had fired a gun. And following that conversation, I said to myself, if Carolyn can do it, then so can I. And I did. So thank you for being you. So that's from a long time patient and now customer. So Ginny, phew, I will turn the show over to you so I can take a drink of water.
Yay. Yes, you deserve a drink of water. That was a big whack of words that you laid out on everybody, but all very good information and so important. And I know our listeners always listen so intently because they're trying to get the support for the things that they know intuitively are what's appropriate for them. I mean, they're desperately trying to sort through their own journey and their own maze of, you know, what is and isn't working and what they should and shouldn't be doing for their health. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, you just lay it out so elegantly every time, and it really gives people an opportunity to embrace it and then implement it in their lives. And so how funny it is that you ended with that email from that gal that you've taught so much to over the years, and she didn't depart from it.
I know, you know, things that I've forgotten, but you know what I do. I mean, I don't know with this former patient, but people would come to me and I would get them to write out what I would tell them. And some of them, they would bring a notebook, and it would be the Dr. Dean notebook, so that if they had something going on, they would consult their notebook first before they came into the office or called me. I seriously, Ginny, I never got called. I never, you know, had to. It was amazing because if you educate people, then they have the information. They would say to me, well, you know, I thought, well, what would Dr. Dean do? and that's how they guided their lives. And it led me actually to write my first book when I was in private practice, you know, in the first few years, just to put down what I would do for, you know, a few dozen common conditions. And people would have that by their bedside as well. So I've always been trying to educate people because that's the surest way to take responsibility or give the responsibility to the person instead of me being always, you know, or a doctor or an authority being the authority over you and your God-given body. It just didn't make sense to me that I should be the one to tell people what to do.
Yeah, very true. Very well, and now more than ever, I'm sure people appreciate that because they want to be empowered with their own truth. And everybody's body is so fundamentally different. I mean, they're at a cellular level, we're all the same, but the environment is having such a dramatic impact on people's lives now that each person's environment is different. And that means not only their mental environment of their thoughts and their fears and all the rest of that, and their expectations for their health, and if they even trust their body, but also the environment that's around them with the technology, what kind of sunlight they're exposed to, what kind of food sources they have. I mean, there are so many variables now. Everybody needs to be their own doctor.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. And when you think of what I talked about in the beginning about the handoff, how doctors, they don't want to take responsibility anymore. It's gotten too complex. They have made it so complex that doctors are afraid to be responsible for your whole body. So they will chop you up and, you know, hope you survive. But, It's bad. Medicine is no longer certainly the medicine that I knew. And when I knew it, I had hoped that, you know, by now doctors would all be MDs and naturopaths. I mean, that seemed to be the most sane thing. But as I've said many, many times, they took the blue pill, and they just went the road of big pharma. And in my Death by Modern Medicine book, I talked about how in the, gosh, it was early 80s, an anthropologist, journalist friend of mine infiltrated a big pharma meeting, and they said point blank, well, people are turning off our drugs, you know, they think they're getting side effects. The next big game changer is going to be vaccines. So that's what they did. They focused everything on vaccinating people, you know, from birth, from day one of birth. They're giving these little teeny bitty babies hepatitis vaccines, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, the place that everybody is very sane and grounded and well-versed on the things that are important are right here. And that's Dr. Dean, and also our wonderful listening audience, which is always very full of their own insight and information. And a lot of times they have questions and things they want to talk to Dr. Dean about. So we're going to open up the phones. You can call 646-558-8656. That's the number. It's on the YouTube. It's on the Dream Vision 7 radio. It's in all of our emails and all of our notifications. And then there is that ID code that you have to put in, which is rather long, 8836953587. Once you get in there, though, you got to hit *9 to raise your hand to ask the question. I know it's a lot of button pushing, but it's worth it, because on the other end of that phone is going to be Dr. Dean. So we've got people on the phones right now. We'll see who's got the *9 desire to talk to Dr. Dean. And we'll also go back to the chat line. One of the things that Diana asked Carolyn is, when you were talking about building muscle just a few minutes ago, if you could comment again a little bit more on what it takes to build muscle.
Well, it is, it's protein, and it is our formulas, and it is gradual exercise, but protein is important. I know through my medical practice, when people would have debilitating diseases or hepatitis, for example, the vegetarians did not do well because they weren't getting enough protein. So, I mean, that's all I can say. Good protein, you can use our remite. If you don't want to use animal protein, then you have to, our restructure. You can use our restructure for your protein if you don't want to go to animal protein. But yeah, I don't know that there's any other advice. There's nothing special. There's no, you know, specific supplement for muscles other than that.
Ah, very good. Okay, very good. Excellent. All righty, let's see other questions here on the chat line. I think that kind of catches up with us. All righty, and let's go see where we're at with our phone calls here this evening. Again, you've got the number *9 on your keypad. We'll raise your hand in the studio and let us know if you have a question or comment. And we don't have any raised hands right now, Carolyn. Few minutes to the top of the hour.
Let's get through some of our wonderful immune system testimonials that Jennifer pulled for us. Nancy says, all the vitamins and minerals combined are doing their subtle work, making me feel so much better overall. It seems to be realigned B vitamins that I feel the most as balanced and steady. CP says, love this product. Of course, I love all the products, but this one keeps my body humming. Now, I wonder what that would be. I think it's Pico Silver. I also think it helped me when I got COVID a couple months ago. A lot of people get stomach issues, but I did not. Plus, I took all the other products at the same time. Thank you so much. Joan says, I've been using D3K2, vitamin C, zinc, and Remite regularly for energy and immune health. I don't go a day without it. And someone here, Mary Ann, says, I do not believe in flu shots and I'm extra cautious come winter, but I get sick every year anyway and have for as long as I can remember. I'm 67, though fortunately not with the flu. This past September to 2019, I began taking Pico Silver. I'm amazed and pleased that it was the first winter in years that I did not get sick at all, not even a sniffle. In July 2019, I had been taking Remite, Remag, and Realign, and I feel better than I have in years. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for creating such great products that actually work. So, yeah, she was on Remag, Remite, Realign, and then she added Pico Silver for the winter months. Rose says, I just love these products. So grateful to have them in my life. I've been so healthy through this pandemic, thanks to these miracle products for helping me build up my immune system. So people recognize it. And I know me too, Jenny. I mean, for all my healthiness, until I started taking all the products as I made them, before that, I would get a cold or something a couple times a year. And I haven't had anything in 2.5 years. I haven't had anything since I was at your place a few years ago. Anyway, Roseanne says, I just love those products. So grateful to have them in my life. I've been so healthy through this pandemic. I already said that. Edward says, D3K2 keeps my immune system running at peak. It's been a great addition to my daily regimen of Remag, Remite, Pico Silver, and Vitamin C Reset. Benjamin says D3K2 plays a vital role for a strong immune system in today's new world. Bob says D3K2 is a very good product in combination with the others that Dr. Dean has created. I feel awesome and never get sick. June says, been reading how important vitamin D is for COVID, finally purchased D3K2. Price is great and from a trusted company. I recommend it and will be buying it in the future. D3K2 and vitamin C are two very good products that help your immune system. I really like this combination. And then there's a Pico Zinc. Good morning. Been taking Pico Zinc since you made it available. I do not get zinc, and since I have been on the complement formulas for years and years, I feel it has added more insurance to my everyday health. Zinc today is talked about all the time, and I feel anyone not taking your formulas is wasting their money. And one more. Now we get into Pico Silver. I have been using Pico Silver for some time now. My adult children, too. Makes us healthy, and with Remag, Remite, and D3K2, I believe that it wards off viruses and other ailments. I no longer have problems with palpitations, muscle aches, and I have no brain fog. So there you go. That's 14, the top 14. I know.
It's wow. Pretty
cool. Yeah. Just goes on and on and on.
That's what we want. That's awesome and amazing, though. And it builds so much confidence with the people who are listening and others to know that they can expect extraordinary results. I mean, it's just so exciting.
Right. And I think people are proving in their testimonials and in how they're purchasing that they like the whole set, the whole combination of the products. Many of our people have said, well, I thought it was great, and then I added such and such, and I reached a whole new level of wellness. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. We're very blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, time for our station break, first hour. Under our belts, moving into the second hour where all the kind of merriment and frivolity continues. So please stick around, stay with us, and we will be right back.
We'll be back with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.